Okay, in this week's parasha, there's a few famous psukim, which are very also pertinent and very timely. It always falls out that parashas Nitzavim is the parasha before Rosh Hashanah. And it's actually in the Zohar, there's a little reference. The Zohar says that the first pasuk, Atam Nitzavim Hayom, you are all standing today, Kulchem, Afnei Hashem Lekechem, Roshechem, etc., Kolish Yisrael, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. It's an allusion to Rosh Hashanah. That in Rosh Hashanah, we all stand in front of Hashem to be judged. But actually, the Torah says, what are we standing in front of Hashem? To enter a bris. To enter into a new bris, a new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now later in the parasha, the pasuk says the following, Ki HaMitzvah Zos, for this commandment, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, that I'm commanding you today, Lo Niflesi Mimcha. It's not distant from you. It's not wondrous. It's not beyond your reach. Lo Rechokahi. It's not far away, this mitzvah. Lo Bashamayim Hilemar. It's not in the heavens that one would say, Miyal Elonu Hashamayim, who could arise to the heavens, V'Kochel Elonu, and bring it down to us, V'Yashmienu Osa, and teach it to us, V'Nasena, that we should fulfill it. And this mitzvah is not on the other side of the ocean. Lemar, that one could say, who could cross the ocean and bring it to us and teach us how to do this mitzvah. For rather, this matter is very, very close to you. It's in your heart and in your mouth to fulfill it. These are the psukim. It is a famous machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. What is the mitzvah that the Torah is addressing? What mitzvah is it discussing? The Torah says, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not far, it's not difficult, it's not beyond your reach. What mitzvah are we referring to? So Rashi says, and this is based on the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet, that the mitzvah that we're referring to is the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, the mitzvah of studying Torah. And the pasuk is saying that the mitzvah of studying Torah is not so difficult, it's not beyond your reach, it's not on the other side of the ocean, it's not in the heavens, it's very close. Ki karov eilecha adavar ma'od. It's very, very close, it's very accessible. Beficho bevach lasoso. It's in your mouth and in your heart to fulfill. That's how Rashi explains. Whereas the Ramban says that it's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of doing tshuva. But the question is, what does it really mean that this mitzvah, whether the mitzvah of tshuva or the mitzvah of limud haTorah, is a mitzvah that's accessible and that it's very easy, it's not so difficult, beyond your reach, it's beficho bevav chalasoso, it's in your heart and in your mouth to fulfill. So I thought, perhaps we can explain it based on an idea in the Shem Shmuel. Shem Shmuel is the Sacha Chav Rebbe, and it's one of my father's favorite Svarim. I'm not so into Chassidus, but here and there, I learn a little bit Shem Shmuel. So the Shem Shmuel, in the beginning of the parasha, he talks about what is the idea of this bris that we're entering with Hashem. Says the idea of the bris is that, and why do we read this always before Rosh Hashanah? He says, because the idea of a bris, Ramban says, is an immutable pact. It's a treaty that can never be broken. That's a bris. Bris, Ramban says, is a relationship that we have that can never be severed. So when we have a bris with Hashem, the Jewish people have a bris with Hashem, it's a relationship which is an eternal relationship. It can never be severed. It can never be changed. The Ramban writes, Ein achet monea. Even sin does not prevent the fulfillment of the bris relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shem Shmuel explains is the following idea, which is a big idea in Chassidus, is that deep down in every single Jew, deep in his soul, the soul of a Jew is completely pure. Deep in his soul. There's one point which is completely pure. Even if a Jew sinned and the different averos, it's not a reflection of his true essence, of who he really is. It's just attributed to other factors that caused him to sin. Like the Gemara says, Ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha, we really want to fulfill your will. But mama akev, what prevents us? Sa'ar shabi'isa, the yetzahara, v'shibud malchios, and the persecution of the exile. But deep down, every single Jew, there's a point in his heart that's not affected by sin. It's the point where the bris is manifest. This relationship with Hashem is manifest. It has a close relationship with Hashem. And he quotes a famous mashal that we know that the Sar la'azazel, we mentioned it, I think in the Rambam the other day this week, it carries all the sins of the Jewish people, and so to speak, the sins are transferred onto the goat. Medrash says the Sar represents Esav. Esav, Pasuk describes him as Ish Sa'ir, a hairy person, he's full of hair. And Yaakov, Ish Tom. Yaakov is like smooth. So Medrash says, Esav is like a person who's a very hairy guy. If the thorn gets caught in someone's hair, he's hiking, and some thorns get caught in the hair, it's going to be very difficult to extricate the thorn. You have to pull out some hair with it. It's going to be very painful. It's very difficult to separate the thorn from the hair. But if you have a thorn that gets onto, let's say, a baby's skin, which is smooth, just wash it off and it comes right off. If it's not embedded, you know, in the skin itself. So says the Medrash, that's the analogy between the relationship that Jews have to sin and the non-Jews. A non-Jew, when a non-Jew sins, it's something that becomes a part of him, becomes a part of his essence. But when a Jew sins, it's something that's external. It's not a reflection of his true inner self. His true inner self, very deep inside, it might be covered up by many, many, many layers. But deep inside of every Jew permeates and pounds a purity, a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the sin is really just external. So says the Shema Shmuel, this is the idea of the bris of Parshas Nitzavim, that we're renewing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this bris, where we say we want to be like our inner self, not like the sins that have collected, that we've collected throughout the year. Those are just external. It's not a reflection of our true inner self. Our true inner self is that we want to be close to Hashem, we want to serve Hashem. That's the real personality that we possess. And he says that's the idea also of the shofar. The shofar is supposed to wake us up and like break through the barriers that we've made and brought into our heart to prevent our inner, true inner self from expressing itself. So he says that that's the idea of why we read Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. So I was thinking, based on this, we can explain Pshat and the Psukim. Yikarev Elecha Adavar. Why is it close? Why is it so easy? Torah is saying it's because really it's tshuva is coming back to our true inner selves. It's deep inside of us that we want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to do the right thing. We want to learn Torah. And the process of tshuva is to reveal that which is really deep inside of us. If it was something that's outside of us, it's very difficult to obtain. But since this is something that's embedded deep in the recesses of our heart, so the Torah says, this is something that's not so difficult. All you need to do is start applying yourself, saying the words. If you say the words and you engage in the process, you'll discover how it's really all inside of you, in your heart, to fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we should be zocha in Hashem to fulfill both these mitzvahs and to come close again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem, thank you.
Start up.
Which one? Hashem Elecha
Yeah.